morning and thanks for joining us today. I'm Lynette George.
And I'm Ishita Chopra. Here are some of the stories we are following for you this morning from On the Record Newsroom. After failed negotiations to reach a new collective agreement, approximately 3,000 academic workers at York University walked off the job on Monday. This includes graduate assistants, contract instructors, and teaching assistants. This comes as a growing concern for these employees, their main issues being the cost of living in Toronto and the lack of job security at the university. The Canadian Union of Public Employees says academic workers cannot cope with the rising cost of groceries and housing with their existing wages.
Ontario's ban on the use of celebrities in online gambling advertisements came into effect earlier this week. The new rule prevents sportspeople, social media influencers, actors, and even animated cartoon characters from starring in these promotional pieces. Since the gamification of online gambling, Ontario has seen a sharp incline in the rate of youth participation. In response, this ban is expected to combat the spike by reducing the number of ads targeting minors and other people who may be at risk.
Starting today, a new bylaw comes into effect in Toronto to reduce single-use plastics. Businesses will now ask if you need single-use items like cutlery, straws, and napkins before giving them out. If consumers want to use reusable shopping bags or cups, businesses will have to accept them. If they fail to comply, they could be fined from $500 up to $100,000. Bill 64 was also passed last December by the Toronto City Council to reduce waste and promote reusable alternatives.
A Toronto police officer has pleaded guilty to the unlawful arrest of a Black U of T student. Hassani Ogilvie was misidentified as the suspect in a robbery investigation in 2021. He was detained, tasered, and had a knee pressed against his neck during the altercation. Sergeant Rachel Saliba is the second officer to admit to an unnecessary use of authority in the case. Saliba may now be facing a temporary demotion as penalty for her actions.
This weekend is shaping up to be quite big with news coming in from all levels of the sports world. With more on that, here's our very own Lynette George.
Thanks, Ishita. After nearly 5 years without a playoff victory, the TMU Bold women's volleyball team is headed to the OUA semifinals. In their quarterfinal game last Saturday, TMU beat the University of Toronto Varsity Blues in 3-1. Michaela Sheriffs, Julie Gordon, and Lauren Veltman led the team with a combined 42 of the total 59 kills. They will be facing off against the Brock Badgers tonight at 6 p.m., and while Brock does have home court advantage, TMU fans are invited to live stream the game on OUA.tv. On to some motorsport news, the opening race of the 2024 Formula One season is underway in Bahrain. With the Islamic month of Ramadan beginning on Sunday, the usual weekend schedule has been shifted to accommodate the religious observance. Now, the first and second free practice sessions were held on Thursday, the third free practice session and qualifying will be held today, and the race will commence on Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This season, Formula One will have 24 races, which is the most the sport has ever seen in a single season. It is already chalking up to be one for the books, with Lewis Hamilton announcing his departure from Mercedes at the end of the year after 7 championships and a decade spent with the team. In Canadian sports, the Professional Women's Hockey League officially announced their playoff format earlier this week. The new setup will see the top 4 scoring teams head into the playoffs, where the number 1 seed will receive 24 hours to pick their opponent in the semifinals. All playoff games will run as a best of 5 series, with higher seeds gaining home ice advantage for 3 matches. The league also announced their draft order selection process, where a team will be awarded the first pick based on their success post-elimination from the playoffs. That's all for sports this week. I'm Lynette George for On the Record News. Back to you in the studio. From celebrations in the film industry to Vice Media layoffs, there have been many ups and downs in the world of entertainment. With more on that, here's Julia Lawrence.
Hi, I'm Julia Lawrence. Here's your entertainment update. Screen Actors Guild Awards returned after the actor strike in 2023 and streamed on Netflix for the first time ever. Actors could swear without bleeps and had more time for acceptance speeches and skits. We saw reunions of The Devil Wears Prada, Breaking Bad, and The Fly casts as presenters. Notable winning moments were The Bear and Oppenheimer winning 3 awards each, and Barbara Streisand receiving the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. In media, after filing for bankruptcy last year, Vice has started to lay off several hundred employees and will no longer publish material on vice.com. It joins other media industry sites such as BuzzFeed News, Los Angeles Times, and The Washington Post that have either shut down or seen job cuts. CEO Bruce Dixon said it's no longer cost-effective for Vice to distribute its digital content. They are also looking to sell its Refinery 29 publishing business. Back to the film industry, stars Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya returned to the red carpet to promote the release of their new movie, Dune Part 2. During the London leg of the press tour, Zendaya's archival Mugler couture look was complemented by the Hader Ackerman silver trousers worn by Chalamet. Later in South Korea, the duo matched in boiler suits. The sci-fi action movie will be in theaters for viewing as of Friday, March 1st. That's all in entertainment this week. I'm Julia Lawrence, back to you in the studio.
Thinking about going out this weekend and don't know how to dress? Let's take a look at our weekly forecast with Mana Hosseini.
Hi, I'm Mana Hosseini. Let's take a look at today's forecast. The weather is pretty consistent across the GTA. It is sunny almost everywhere, with temperatures varying from 7 to 8 degrees. Toronto is thankfully sunny today with a high of 8 after a very confusing week of ups and downs. Barrie is also 8 degrees and sunny. Peterborough and Newmarket are in the same boat, a slightly lower temperature of 7. Oshawa stands at 8 degrees. So do Brampton and Mississauga. Guelph and Kitchener are 7 degrees. And as for our neighbors near Lake Ontario, Hamilton and St. Catharines, the weather will also be sunny with a high of 8. Now, let's take a look at what's in store for us in the coming days. Admittedly, the weather has been crazy, yes, but we can expect temperatures to rise. Spring may be among us, but just maybe. Saturday will be warm but cloudy with a high of 10 and a low of 4. There is a 30% chance of rain. Sunday is much better. It is still cloudy with a high of 10 and a low of 7, but there is no rain shower, so at least that's something to be happy about. The gloomy weather will persist into Monday, but temperatures will rise to 13 degrees during the day and drop to 5 degrees at night. Tuesday will be interesting, to say the least. There is a 60% chance of showers, and temperatures will drop to a high of 6 and a low of minus 3 at night, with a chance of flurries. Finally, we are going to see a mix of sunshine and clouds on Wednesday, but there is no cause for celebration because the temperatures will remain at 6 degrees with a 60% chance of flurries or showers. You can decide for yourself which one. Now, thank you so much, and I'm going to hand the wheels to Ishita and Lynette now. Back to you guys.
That's all for On the Record this March 1st, 2024. I'm Lynette George.
And I'm Ishita Chopra. Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from the OTR newsroom.
And for the latest 24/7, visit our website, ontherecordnews.ca. Have a great day.